Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Extremely local news, sponsored by Riverboat Twilight. Extremely Happy Travel is back. Secure your cruise today at RiverboatTwilight.com. From Block Club Chicago, let's say good morning to Seamus Toomey. And first, let's hear what's going on up north in Rogers Park. Hi, Seamus.
Good morning, Bob. Happy Wednesday. Yep, up in Rogers Park, there's a longtime tradition is returning this year after skipping last year, like most things did. This is the Artists of the Wall Festival along the Loyola Beach lakefront, specifically along the long concrete seawall that has a bench, right at the start of the beach. They bring out artists from all over the city and lots in the Rogers Park neighborhood, and they all paint a section of the 600-foot long wall. And so by the end of the weekend, it's going to be just a mix of different murals and paintings, and there's going to be a memorial for COVID victims as well. But they're doing a couple things differently. Usually it was just one big extravaganza where, you'd have 30, 40 artists all working on their section at once. They're going to split it up over 3 days, space them out a little bit, and then every the next day they'll come in and fill in the gaps just to give the artists and the kids and the musicians just a little bit of breathing room, and so they can stay apart a little bit. But it's really cool. They do this. They leave it up pretty much until for a couple months, so everyone that goes to the beach gets to check out what's new that year. And it's really a sort of a staple of the Rogers Park neighborhood, fun activities for people to come out. So it's Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. It starts at about 9 a.m. There's going to be music. There's going to be food. There's going to be lots of people spilling paint all over themselves.
Yeah, and please clean up after yourselves. We don't need the litter. Loyola Beach, 1230 West Greenleaf Avenue. Now to the south side and a new spot for good food. This is an interesting story.
Yeah, I really like this one. This was, you obviously see the street vendors all over Chicago. They too are a staple of Chicago, whether they're selling tamales or elotes or whatever. They've long fought with the city over licensing and health standards. And one of the things that they've struggled with, it's they're not allowed to cook on site, nor can they really prepare their food legally at home to go out and sell on their carts. So a group of vendors, 35 of them, they all banded together, they formed a cooperative, and they just bought their very own commercial kitchen in North Lawndale. It's at 3654 West 16th Street, and this is their kitchen now that they can go in the morning or the evening, and they can prepare all the food for their carts completely legally and licensed by the city, and then they can go out into the neighborhoods and sell it safely. It also, another upside of this is they have all the certifications now where they can prepare food for grocery stores or restaurants, which is another thing they couldn't do. So very cool. You think of these vendors as sort of lone wolves out there that are, doing this all themselves. But this group has come together, and they're saving costs. They're being able to share all this equipment that they bought. It's the Street Vendors Association of Chicago, and just a kind of a cool story of lone wolves coming together to share costs and comply with all the various regulations. It's tough being a street vendor, as you can imagine.
Mm-hmm. And that reminds me, food trucks, we should have more of those around here. Is it because of the restrictions that you don't see as many here as you do in some other cities?
Yeah, I think, they were starting to pick up steam a little bit before before the pandemic, but yeah, absolutely. There's some restrictions, including pushback from the brick-and-mortar places that didn't want them within a certain amount of feet from mm-hmm. their entrance, and, as well as where they could park downtown. But yeah, I agree with you. It used to be you'd go to some cities and there's 3-4 lined up, and you don't see that as much, and you certainly don't see them lined up outside downtown office buildings like you used to. But maybe someday. I love the jerk man or the jerk taco truck. Whenever I see that, I'm ready for a second lunch.
I have 30 seconds left, but I need to hear a little bit about this film festival that gets underway Thursday. This sounds really cool.
Yeah, exactly. It's an easy one to do quickly because it's about short films. This is at the Burning Bush Brewery, which is in North Center at 4014 North Rockwell. They've got a big outdoor patio, and tomorrow night they're going to host a short films festival, about 30 films, usually about 90 seconds long. It's being put on by the Big Teeth Productions, which makes a lot of animated films and things for companies. It's called the Big Teeth Small Shorts Film Festival, and you get a little bit of animation, horror, comedy. It's $10. It's at Burning Bush Brewery tomorrow night. Doors open at about 7:30.
4014 North Rockwell. Seamus, thanks. Have a great day.
Thanks, Bob. You too.